Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Bound by the Cloak. Bound by the Cloak is a podcast that pushes the boundaries of everyday conversations. Join hosts Zoe and Chandi as they speak with fire scientists, transit workers, professors of criminology, and more. Bound by the Cloak journeys to find interesting and unspoken tales that are just waiting to be told. I recommend starting with the episode entitled When It All Unravels. Here's what it's about. Karen Bowes was convicted of arson in the death of her daughter Robin in 2003. Zoe and Chandi speak with Karen directly about the events of that fateful day, the confession, the investigation, and how her life has changed since receiving a sentence of life in prison. You can find and listen to Bound by the Cloak wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, it's Feedback with Earbuds. You made it. Ariel here. I hope you've been having a great start to your new year. To kick off today's episode, I want to shout out some of the podcast newsletters that I love. Why? Well, I've made it my goal in 2023 to introduce more people to more podcasts, and podcast newsletters help me discover some of my favorites. So I want you to go and subscribe to these, get those recommendations, and share them with friends. And yes, I share recommendations too on this podcast and in my newsletter. So you may be thinking, Ariel, what if we go to those newsletters and then leave earbuds? Isn't your sharing other newsletters bad for business? And to that I say, nah, the more the merrier. I believe that you'll stick around, and I love pumping up my friends. So first up is Lauren Pacell's podcast, The Newsletter, then Eric Jones' Hurt Your Brain, then Find That Pod, Podcast Delivery, Podacy Picks, Podcast Review, Pod Stack is a new newsletter from Devin Andrade, and there are many, many more, but I would go on all day if I continued, so I will leave it there for now. And of course, I will have links to all of these in the show notes of this episode. On to the show. We have got podcasts galore for you today. Before we get to this week's theme, let's review last week's recommendations from Earbuds. Our curator was Jessica Alpert. She shared game show podcast episodes with us. The theme was called Game Show Podcast Recommendations. We listened to Queen of Hearts, which is a new show from Wondery and Rococo Punch, which Jessica produced. We listened to the show's Spectacle and Family Road Trip Trivia podcast. We heard about a game show episode of This American Life. And we also listened to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the granddaddy of public radio game show podcasts. Did you have time to listen to any of these podcast recs from Jessica? If you missed it, you can find her podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. If you did have a chance to listen to last week's episodes, did you find a new favorite show? Feel free to answer that one out loud to yourself right now. Or you can let me know by emailing me at ariel@earbuds.audio. This week's podcast recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Katie Hearn Church, co-creator of the Queens podcast. The theme she chose is called Queens from History Who Made the Mark. In a bit, we will hear from Katie. We'll learn about her podcast recommendations and why she selected these episodes. After that, I will tell you about this week's Spotlight podcast pick. The show is called Digital Folklore. It's a podcast about monsters, memes, internet urban legends, and how they reflect the society that we live in today. After Digital Folklore, we've got a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Let's hear from Katie with this week's podcast recommendations.
Hi, my name is Katie Hearn Church, and I am creator and co-host of Queens Podcast, a podcast about powerful women in history. In that show, me and my best friend Nathan sit down and discuss women that really left their mark on history while drinking delicious cocktails. Today, I chose a theme of royal women in history, or queens. Last year, we saw the passing of Elizabeth II of England, who was almost the longest ruling monarch in European history, and certainly the longest female monarch. And she's definitely going to be a staple in history. But with her passing, I did notice some interest in royal women, in powerful women in history. So you may be thinking, who are some other queens that left their mark? And if that's your thought process, then this is going to be a good list for you. So first up, I chose Ancient History Fangirl, Boudica, Part 1. Do you know the name Boudica? If not, get ready for the story of ultimate revenge. An ancient Celtic queen is wronged by the mighty Roman emperor. She, along with a wild army that she raises, decide they aren't going to take this abuse sitting down, and they almost end the Roman occupation of Britain. Ancient history fangirls tell this story with passion and humor, and it's just an absolute delight. Drinks with Great Minds in History, Catherine de' Medici. If you've seen the Starz new show, The Serpent Queen, or watched the bingeable yet cringeworthy CW show, Reign, you have likely heard the name Catherine de' Medici before. But does she really deserve that bad hype? Short answer, maybe. She is a hugely complicated character, and Zach from Drinks with Great Minds in History tells her story so thoroughly and thoughtfully, which someone this maligned from history really deserves a closer look at. Zach does this story justice. Noble Blood, Catherine the Great and her husband, the Mediocre. Not all queens are born into it. Some have to seize power on their own, and that's exactly what Catherine the Great did. The princess, formerly known as Sophie, took calculated risks, and it paid off. No thanks to her absolute dud of a husband. This story has so many twists and turns, and Dana from Noble Blood navigates it so well. Warning, you will be hooked on Noble Blood after this episode. Next up, we have Ridiculous Romance and their episode on Amina, the Nigerian warrior queen. Amina, the legendary queen of Zazzau, which is in modern-day Nigeria, was not someone you wanted to mess with. She led armies into battle on her own, and her name brought fear into the hearts of her enemies. So yeah, she's pretty exciting. She also had some interesting quirks in the bedroom. In this episode, the power couple host made me laugh and cringe while discussing her love life. Well, an episode about queens wouldn't be complete without a recommendation from my own show, Queens Podcast. So I'm going to recommend Eleanor of Aquitaine, Part 1. This story has everything: political scandal, love, hate, sex, murder, seriously, everything. Eleanor of Aquitaine's story is a long one, but there is not a single dull moment. She set the stage for so many women to go forth and make waves of their own. Paired with a cocktail, of course, this wild story is just jammed-packed and was so much fun to tell. So I hope you enjoy my recommendations. And if you do enjoy storytelling based on a female narrative through history, I think you'd really like Queen's Podcast. We are coming up on our 6th year and about to hit 100 episodes, so we would love for you to join us in this ride. All right, thanks everybody. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Katie, for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds and for sending in your voice clip. We're excited to learn more about queens from history, especially those that are not as well known but still made a lasting mark. Katie's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can grab them easily. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Are you interested in curating a list for us? Here is how our newsletter works. Each week, there's a curator, and they bring together 5 podcast episodes for us under a theme. As a curator, you can submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Let's talk about this week's Spotlight pick. Along with our weekly 5 podcast episodes, we also have a Spotlight podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, there's an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Digital Folklore. Digital Folklore explores monsters, memes, internet urban legends, conspiracies, viral crazes, and how each holds up a mirror to the society from which they emerge. With topics ranging from the absurd to the unsettling, the Digital Folklore podcast is an accessible and entertaining way to learn about folkloric concepts and societal truths. You can find and listen to Digital Folklore wherever you get your podcasts. Next, welcome to the fiction podcast pairing section of the show. New in 2023, we have partnered with Realm Media. They're going to be pairing a fiction podcast with our theme each week, and this week, since it's all about queens, we're featuring the show Tejana from Sonoro Media. Here is what Realm says about this show and why you should listen. Stephanie Beatrice, who you may know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, voices Eileen Castillo, a rising star within the Texas Rangers and an all-around queen bee when it comes to solving the grisliest crimes Austin has to offer. But when a copycat killer emerges, ghosts from Eileen's past threaten to dethrone her for good. You can find and follow Tejana wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next up, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell interviewed Laura Mayer, creator of the newly acquired podcast, Shameless Acquisition Target. You can find the link to read it in our show notes. Next, you can join 1,000-plus podcast creators and listeners in the podcasting community on Discord. You can do that by clicking on the link in the show notes. Next, Podcast Bestie and Pandemic University are awarding one spot in their upcoming class, Start, Sustain, and Monetize Your Podcast, to a BIPOC creator who wants to create an original podcast idea or who wants to take an existing show to the next level. The deadline to apply is January 12th. And last, are you subscribed to Pod News? It's a daily newsletter that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. This week, we featured a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter about Spotify's business model and podcast movement evolutions, which is coming up in March. You can read all of these stories at podnews.net. That's it for this week. Thanks so much for tuning into our show and for taking the time to learn about some new podcast recommendations. We'll catch you back here next week, but for now, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, happy listening.